Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion research firm. I would like to ask a few questions concerning the issues facing our nation, state, and local communities. May I please speak with Linda Greenup?
This is she.
Okay, first of all, are you registered to vote in South Texas?
Yes.
Okay, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president, U.S. Senate, the state legislature, and other local offices in November? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote, or are the chances 50-50? Or don't you think you will vote?
100%.
Almost certain, okay. And in what year were you born, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
The 1950s.
Okay, thank you. And what is your race or ethnicity?
Caucasian.
And yes or no, do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
And thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Trump.
And thinking about the elections in November, if the elections for a state senate were held today, will you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
Republican.
And now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means a very cold, unfavorable feeling, 100 a very warm and favorable feeling, and a 50 is a neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer you're feeling, okay? And if you have no opinion or have never heard of them, just let me know. The first one, Morgan Lamantia. Do you recognize the name? Morgan Lamantia?
Is that a woman?
Yes, Morgan Lamantia.
I remember the name La Mantilla.
Okay, just La Mantilla, sorry. From 0 to 100, how would you rate Morgan La Mantilla, based on what you have seen or heard?
I don't know. What party is she?
Okay, if you don't recognize the name, no problem. Let's go with the next one, okay?
I recognize the name, but I don't know what party she is, so it depends.
Okay, so no opinion, correct? And the next one is Donald Trump. Or you have a number from Morgan Lamantia from 0 to 100? How would you rate her?
It just depends on if she's Democrat or Republican. Here, let me Google her if you're not going to tell me. I know you know.
Yeah, I need to read everything verbatim. And more information is in green here.
I'm Googling her right now since you won't tell me.
Okay, no problem. I can wait. Morgan Lamantia.
Wait a minute.
And you can save me the number.
Democrat, okay, I would not vote for her.
Okay, from 0 to 100, how would you rate her?
Zero.
In general, zero.
Zero.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, 100.
Yes, 100. Joe Biden, from 0 to 100?
Zero.
The next one, Ted Cruz. Do you recognize the name?
Ted Cruz? Yes. 100.
From 0 to 100. 100.
Yes.
Greg Abbott from 0 to 100.
100.
And the last one, Adam Hinojosa.
You're not going to tell me what party he is. Republican, he says. Okay, I would vote for him. Yes.
How would you rate him from 0 to 100?
I don't know. 100.
Okay. And would you say you disapprove or approve of the job Greg Abbott is doing as governor? And is that strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
Strongly approve.
And would you say you disapprove or approve of the job Morgan Lamantia is doing as state senator?
I know nothing about her other than she's a Democrat, so I don't know.
Okay.
50-50. I don't know. I have know nothing about her.
And thinking about the election in November, if the election for president were held today, will you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Republican Donald Trump.
And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Colin Aldred and Republican Ted Cruz, for whom would you vote?
Ted Cruz.
If the election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Roland Gutierrez and Republican Ted Cruz, for whom will you vote?
Ted Cruz.
And if the election for U.S. House were held today and the candidates were Democrat Vicente Gonzalez Jr. or Republican Myra Flores, for whom will you vote?
Myra Flores.
If the election for Texas State Senate were held today, will you be voting for Democrat Morgan LaMantia or Republican Adam Hinojosa?
Adam Hinojosa, and I get the feeling that you're trying to scope out how Morgan LaMantia is going to do.
Okay, and we're almost
done. You asked so many questions about her.
Yes, I need to read everything verbatim. I'm sorry. We're 75% now, and we're almost done. Thank you so much for your time. I'm going to read you some issues that people say should be a priority for the governor and Texas state legislator. And for each, please indicate how high of a priority that issue should be. Not a priority at all, a low priority, a medium priority, or a high priority for the governor and Texas state legislator. Okay? Just five issues. The first one,
okay.
Ensuring access to affordable quality healthcare. High priority, medium priority, low, or not a priority at all?
Medium.
Supporting public schools and fighting against private school vouchers.
Oh, no, I'm for private vouchers. So that would be a zero.
Okay, not a priority at all.
No, not public school, yes, but I also believe in parents being able to have vouchers for different schools that they choose.
So, maybe a low priority or medium priority for the governor and a state legislator, supporting public schools and fighting against private school vouchers.
That'd be zero because I'm not against private
not
or private schools or vouchers.
Not a priority at all, okay? And supporting reproductive health care choices for women.
Oh, I see
high
where this is going.
Or medium or low priority or not a priority at all.
That would be no priority because what you're asking is am I supporting abortion, and that I am not supporting abortion.
And the next one, reforming border policy.
100%, high priority.
High priority. And the last one, supporting South Texas small businesses.
High priority, I guess. I don't know.
Okay, thank you. And thinking again about the election this November, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for a state legislator. And after each, please tell me if you will be less or more likely to vote for this kind of candidate. And this is basically the last part. Again, thank you for your patience. So the first candidate, a candidate who supports law enforcement and innovative solutions to secure the border. That will be much more likely to support that candidate, somewhat more, somewhat less likely, or much less likely.
I'm not sure what you're getting at because I support Greg Abbott and the state of Texas in keeping that border wall up and putting the wire up and keeping illegal immigrants out. So I don't know how you want to categorize it, but we do not need illegal immigrants in this country.
Okay, but the question is, will you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who supports law enforcement and innovative solutions to secure the border? In general, will you be more likely to support that candidate or less likely?
I think that's a trick question. I'll just say in the middle.
I just have somewhat more likely or somewhat less likely. Or no opinion.
No opinion.
Okay, the last four. A candidate who voted against Texas abortion ban. More likely to vote for that kind of candidate or less likely?
A candidate who votes for Texas abortion ban, I would be not likely at all whatsoever.
Who votes against Texas abortion ban.
She votes for abortion ban or against it?
It really doesn't say her or him, just a candidate who votes against Texas abortion ban.
No chance.
More likely
vote that
or less likely? Okay, much
not
less likely.
Likely
or somewhat less?
Not likely at all.
Much less likely, okay. And last three, a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school voucher policies. More likely or less likely?
Not,
to vote for
not less likely, not likely, 0% likely.
Okay,
that
much
I would
less.
Vote for.
Much less likely, okay. A candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's border security policies.
0%, less likely, not likely,
much
never
less
vote
likely.
For that person.
And the last one, a candidate who votes to support Texas LGBTQ plus community.
0% chance, less likely,
much
not
less
likely, 0%.
Okay, and the last few questions. Do you use WhatsApp, the application, WhatsApp?
WhatsApp?
What's
I have no
up,
idea what WhatsApp
the
is.
The application.
Oh, WhatsApp. Oh, WhatsApp.
Yeah,
what
the
about
application.
It?
Do you use WhatsApp?
Yes.
Okay, and are you part of any WhatsApp groups, or do you only use WhatsApp for direct messages?
I'm part of a group.
And finally, I would like to ask a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Governor Abbott is a Republican.
So, will you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
Strong Republican, conservative Christian.
And thinking in political terms, will you say that you're conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Conservative.
And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
2 years of college.
And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
You already told me. You already asked for my name.
Yes, but
you know who I am.
I need to
you
read
asked me.
Everything verbatim. Can I have just your first name?
Linda.
Okay, thank you for taking the call, and thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in this research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can I note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future, yes or no?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, but this concludes
and
the survey.
I hope Morgan LaMantia, I hope she loses. I hope she loses the next election.
Thank you again for your help. And remember, your opinion is very important for us. And again, thank you for your help. And have a great day.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.